It's the same hot air talking by these Southern African leaders, but with nothing of substance truly coming out of these talks. We have now come to expect SADC to be nothing more than a talk shop where these leaders just have an opportunity to meet, dine, wine on this most expensive food and drink, and then just talk about nothing really, making promises that they never have any intention of fulfilling. After that, they just go around, you know, touring, sightseeing. The next thing, bye-bye, they're on their planes and they're back home. But we, as the people of Zimbabwe, we then question ourselves, why did our government expend so much money building expensive high-end villas for these heads of state to stay in? And interestingly, James, they never got a chance to stay in them because they have not been finished. We have seen so many human rights activists and opposition supporters being arrested, jailed, denied their constitutional right to bail on flimsy, unverified, unsubstantiated claims of them planning to organize chaos during the SADC summit. But did the regional leaders raise any alarm? Did they even utter a single word of condemnation over these arrests? Nothing.